connected to CMN Network.
I believe it. There's a lot of sad hams, they call them. No, I just think there's too many crotchety people, and it deters the younger people from getting into it. Like, fortunately, Wyatt's able to join a decent community around here where everyone's welcoming, but I know that's not always the case. You know, even, I mean, I don't want to call myself, like, a super young guy, but it's like, I feel like any younger, it would be more challenging to communicate and relate with you guys, not trying to sound ageist or anything, but, like, you guys are my dad's age, right? So, it's just different. Not a lot of people jump into this stuff because I've got the stupid cell phones in their pockets, which, no lie, I've been researching dumb phones.
You should get one. You could start the progression. I've been thinking about it for a long time. It'd be real nice to only be able to call and T9 text. It'd be fun. But yeah, it is interesting how things change and how the whole thing is gatekept, you know, like people don't want to share information. And like Dakota said, we're pretty lucky. There's a lot of people that are real active around here that are all willing to help and share. And it can be tough. I can only imagine if you're somewhere else that there's not a lot of people, it's even harder. So, yeah, that's an interesting video. I'll definitely watch it when you post it, Wally. There was also a good one. They had that Ham Radio Crash Course had an emergency manager on Saturday night, and it was a really good one. Wally, you may be interested in watching it and passing it along to a couple of the other guys in ARPSC. So over to you, Wally.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable, I enjoyed all the stuff. And, you know, the other thing they talked about was FT8 and how FT8, I never knew this, but it was so controversial because they said it was like 20 dBs below what you could hear. The guy was trying to take advantage of, you know, the poor ionospheric conditions at the time, and FT8 was kind of like, ham radio, no voice. So no, a lot of them wanted nothing to do with that, and that hurt it a lot. And then they were also talking about PCs. A lot of the younger generation at the time went into the PC world because that was their little domain that they didn't have to, what's the way, I don't know, I'll just say it, they didn't have to listen to it, you know, if I may. So that's another reason why. I mean, it was really, really well done. I mean, I said it harder than the way they did it, but that was the message. Sean, did you get us a coffee yet?